What's up, femtrepreneurs? Today we're talking all about finding your lady boss calling and not stressing about the fact that maybe you haven't found it yet. Welcome, ladies. We are Business Classy as Fuck, the podcast about business, travel, and damn classy femtrepreneurs like yourself. Yes, femtrepreneur is a made-up word, and business classy is a shitty pun. But we're here to support you on that lonely path of world domination, either in the business world or literally across the world.
I'm Annika, an award-winning boudoir photographer based in Boston, owning femininity and self-love.
And I'm Linda, a perpetual nomad building a social media brand based on travel and world love. Hi, welcome back, femtrepreneurs. And today we're talking about finding your lady boss calling. You know, some of you might already have found it, and some of you might still be looking for it. But either case, we're here to tell you it's totally okay to take your time.
Yes, it is. Don't rush this process.
Well, and it's like, you know, because some people find it sooner than others, and you know, I think that's why I wanted to talk about this, because Annika and I are kind of a good example of that. So in part one, we're going to talk all about kind of our different stories about how Annika got started with her photography and how I've gotten started with my now lady boss calling of trying to dominate social media. Right. So that's part one. And then part two, we're kind of going to go over just a couple of tips to maybe help you be comfortable in the process. All right. So let's dive right in. So Annika, you do boudoir photography, which is an incredibly niche thing. But let's go back. Like, how did you figure out that that's what you wanted to do? Like, how old were you? Like, what made you realize that that was your calling? And, you know, did it take you a long time to figure it out? Just talk us through the process.
Oh, boy. All right. So I started with photography in high school because I needed one more art credit to graduate. And I picked photography because I had done all the other art classes. And I hated it at first. I really despised photography. I thought it was the worst thing in the world, which is kind of funny now.
Oh, the irony.
I know. Like the first semester of the class, I was just like, oh my God, this is dragging on. And then by the second semester, I was like, photography is the best. So I kind of got hooked there, but I was really into like wildlife and nature photography at that point and really thought that would be something that I would pursue. And then once I was finishing high school, I knew I wanted to go on to, you know, study photography and everything, but I didn't really know what type of photography I wanted to do. And I figured out pretty quickly that, you know, it's pretty hard to make money with animal and nature photography, because at that time, like, Instagram was not a thing. I realize I'm not the type of person to go on an assignment and be alone in, like, a cave for 3 months while I try to find, like, one picture of this animal.
That's amazing.
Like, it sounds cool, but it's really hard, you know, and especially, like, doing it by yourself. I don't know. I feel like I would just not be the right person because I would never be able to sleep or anything. So that one didn't work out. And then I got really interested in fashion photography, so I actually did go on to study that. But while I was in school, I really got bored with working with models and everything. It just didn't do it for me. It all seemed kind of fake and contrived, and I just didn't like it. So then I learned about boudoir, and at that time, again, it really wasn't that much of a thing. It used to be really popular, like, in the 80s with, like, the feather boas and whatever, and then it kind of died down, and then in the early 2000s, it kind of started back up again. But it wasn't as common of a thing. Yeah, I kind of learned about it and was really intrigued and made you and all my friends and everybody model for me. And, you know, tried out different things. And I really got hooked on it. And I loved, like, what it did for, you know, my friends' like confidence and for their relationships and just seeing themselves that way. And, yeah, I've just been doing it ever since then. So that was when I was 18 I discovered that.
So with 18, you discovered boudoir, and then, but was it, what, about 2 years before that you actually took your first photography class, or?
It was when I was 15, I took my first photography class, yeah.
Okay, all right, so it took you kind of about three, I mean, but within those 3 years, you figured out that that's what you wanted to do, and you kind of found your lady boss calling.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a slow start. You know, I would just, like, play around with the camera and, like, do it as a hobby, and then I realized, like, when I was finishing high school, around 17 that I really wanted to pursue it seriously.
And through that, because, you know, I will say, I mean, my story is completely different, and I'll get into that in a minute, but you did find it very, very early on. I mean, most people don't even know what they want to major in college, you know, so I think you were probably one of the, you know, those stories that you hear about kids who at three are already like, I love soccer, and they become, like, the biggest soccer player ever.
Well, I mean, I didn't always, like, I think, I mean, I did love photography at that point, but I was really scared, too, and, like, I didn't really know if it was my passion or if I wanted to do it forever, and I went back and forth on it a lot, but I think because photography just came so naturally to me and other things really didn't, and I did try a few other things, like, I had some really random jobs in the beginning, just to kind of see, you know, if photography really was it for me. And I always was happiest, or I always went back to my camera whenever I had, like, a hard day. And that's when it really sunk in for me, like, okay, no, this is what, like, you're supposed to do.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that.
Oh, no. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Aren't you just the lucky one?
It all just fell into place.
Yeah. Well, you know what, ladies? Maybe that's your story, and that's kind of how you found it. You know, maybe it's just something that always was there for you or something that you've grown up with. And if that's the case, that is awesome. You know, keep kicking ass at it and keep going with it. And then maybe you're on the other side of that, which is where my story is, which is that, I mean, I feel like even to this day, I have no idea what my lady boss calling is.
I think you know. You just are so good at so many things that I feel like it's hard for you to pinpoint, you know? Like, for me, it's like I'm good at one thing, so it's like that's what I focus on.
Well, I would just say, so, okay, I'll tell you ladies this. Like, I am 33 now, and I've been doing something that I feel incredibly, I feel passionate about in a way that I've never felt passionate about things, something, just for the last, like, maybe year and a half, 2 years maximum, I think. So, yeah, I definitely went through my 20s going, I have no idea what I'm doing with my life. And I literally tried everything. So, I mean, the one thing that I didn't figure it out in high school, definitely not. I didn't figure it out in college. In college, I just deluded myself into thinking that, you know, I needed to get a job where I make lots of money and, you know, have like a normal office job and just be a normal, like, fit into that mold and work your way to the top kind of person. And I graduated college and went, all right, well, now what? Like, I don't want to do any of that stuff.
You did give it a try, though, right? Like, you did get some...
I did, yeah. So, basically, as soon as I graduated, like, I was just all over the place. I mean, I got a real office job where I very soon realized, you know, this wasn't going to be for me because I could never work further than the person who's employing me. Like, I can never be higher than that person. And that really, to me, was like, okay, this is not where I belong because I can't have that kind of, like, ceiling on this. So I then literally tried everything. Like, I have a degree in events management. I've interned as a, what is it called? Like a wedding organizer? A wedding planner?
Wedding planner.
Wedding planner, that's it. I've interned as a wedding planner.
When did you do that?
Oh my gosh.
I totally missed that. How are we related?
I know. I was very confused. I really just threw a bunch of shit at the wall, and I tried to see what stuck.
Wow, I totally missed that somehow.
Yeah, I worked in coffee shops. I did an internship at a film studio to learn how to produce. Oh my goodness, I started writing. I tried my hand at writing. I did some translation work. I did everything out there. And, I kept trying and trying and trying. And then I think it was around somewhere in my mid-20s that I was living in London at the time, and I started traveling a lot because it was so easy in Europe. And, you know, so it was like a weekend here, a weekend there. And I started to realize how much I love that. And it just, I mean, it made me so happy to do that. And then once I moved back to the States, I was hooked on travel. So I kept traveling all the time, and it's still at this point. I'm like in my late 20s, and I still haven't figured out that travel is really what I'm passionate about.
The only thing that brings you joy, but couldn't be a job.
But that's what I mean, right? So it's like you can't be harsh on yourself because sometimes it's just right in front of your face and you just can't put it together because you just think, well, you know, it's just something I do for fun. But yeah, so that kind of continued until seriously 2 years ago when I was 31 and I decided to go on a really big trip by myself and, you know, like Instagram was starting to become a thing and I started taking pictures with my cell phone 2 years ago, and that was how I realized, oh, you know what, I really like sharing this stuff, and for 2 years now, I've been trying to build on that and trying to, first of all, develop my craft, because unlike you, Annika, you know, it's like I don't have those years of training. I mean, I can manage a wedding for you. I can pour some really good coffee for you. I can do all these things, right? But I never spent that time learning photography. So that's kind of what I've had to cram into the last 2 years. But, you know, ladies, I'll tell you this. When you do find that, it's not so much a chore to want to learn these things. Like, I have so much fun learning it. And that's how I know, like, this is totally what I should be doing.
I know. And you picked it up so fast, too. It's like, especially with just doing it, like, whenever you had time for it, you know, in the beginning, like, you taught yourself so much. I mean, I went to school for photography, and there are some kids who were in my classes for years that didn't learn what you learned in, like, 2 months. So.
But the point is, never give up, right? Like, maybe they just, it took them a little bit longer, and maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe they just weren't as fast as you, Annika.
No, I'm saying you're the speedy one.
Okay, well, in either case, but you know, I wasn't the speedy one in trying to figure out what it was that I wanted to do. So it was just like, now that I know, but that's also my personality. Like, I'm yes. such a perfectionist that I'm like, well, if I want to compete in this field, I have to compete in this field. So.
I must be the best.
Exactly. So there you go, ladies. You know, there's two sides to everything, and maybe you've already found your calling. And, you know, if you haven't, that's totally okay, too, because, like I said, I'm in my 30s, and I've just figured it out, kind of. And who knows, you know, maybe I'll go through my 30s doing this, and in my 40s, I'll be like, well, that was stupid. What was I doing? And do something completely different. But regardless what it is, just find that thing that makes you just want to be like kick-ass lady boss and have at that. And I think with that, that kind of wraps up our part one, just trying to give you guys a little perspective on, you know, how different the story can develop. And in part two, we're going to talk about some tips to kind of help you out if you haven't found your lady boss calling yet. So if you guys want to find us on social media, my Instagram is Life by Linda, and you can also find me on YouTube where I share all of my travels and photography, and I'm going to start sharing a lot of my photography tips with you guys as well.
And my Instagram is Mashari Studios,
where you share all of your boudoir stuff. Embellish a bit, Annika. Give us a proper sentence.
All right, let me try that again. And my Instagram is Mashari Studios, where I share all of the images from my client shoots, behind-the-scenes stuff of what's going on at the studio, and then, of course, everything related to body positivity and loving yourself.
All right, let's get right into part two, where we're going to be talking about some tips for, you know, finding your lady boss calling if you haven't found that yet. Because, I mean, in part one, we talked all about the fact that it can take longer. You know, some people find it sooner and some people it just takes a little bit of time. But regardless of your situation, here's a few tips to kind of try to help you figure that out. So one thing that I've learned is, and I did this, is tip number one, which is try any and everything. Because you never know what you're going to enjoy, right? So it's like, it's that saying, you know, the best tennis player in the world might never pick up a racket. And that kind of always stuck with me when I heard that. And so I wanted to go out there and try everything and see what I enjoyed. And, you know, it's like, you just don't know unless you try it. So if there's something that you're interested in, just go for it. Sign up for everything, you know, just become like, what is that movie? That like Yes Man movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just do that. Do that for a while and see where you get to.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with this tip. I mean, I think it's the best thing to do, especially if you're not quite sure. It's like you said, you never know what you're going to like. And I've heard so many people tell me, like, how they ended up in their jobs. And it's, like, the funniest way that they got there, you know? But they wouldn't have found it if they didn't try all these things. And for our second tip, we would suggest always keeping an open mind. So don't stress about, like, having not found your lady boss passion yet. It'll come to you. So just stay open to it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, just don't write something off, you know? Like, if I would have said, oh, well, I didn't learn photography, so I couldn't possibly get into this, I would have totally deprived myself, you know? So always keep an open mind. Like, everything is possible. There's a way if there's a will. Wow, I totally, like, messed that saying up. Where there's a will, there's a way. Like, it was coming out, but it just, I didn't quite get it right.
I thought it sounded off, but I didn't catch it. I was like, something sounds weird there.
Well, I'm glad I fixed it. Anyways, you get what I'm trying to say, ladies. Where there's a will, there's a way. So just don't, you know, ever talk yourself out of anything. Don't write something off. Just, yeah, keep that open mind because it'll work out.
And that's definitely true no matter what you're going to do. It's like when I was first getting interested in boudoir, it's not like they teach you that in school. You know, they don't teach you how to take, like, sexy pictures of ladies. So it's definitely something that I had to go out on my own and learn outside of what I was learning in school. So it's just like no matter what the hurdles are, you know, just if you're interested in something, don't knock it. Like, just do the work that needs to be done, and then you know if you really like it.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's part of the thing, too, is, like, you know, you have to enjoy that process. And I think that kind of leads me down to tip three, whatever, which is fill your time doing the things that you enjoy, because if you enjoy that process, then it's going to take you where you should be. You know, it's if you enjoy traveling, or if you enjoy photography, or if you enjoy painting, or if you enjoy pottery, or if you enjoy whatever it is that you enjoy, do more of those things, because it will click. You know, you'll just keep doing it and keep doing it. And, you know, people will say, oh, you know what, whatever you're creating, that's awesome. Like, where can I buy this? Or something else, where it's just like it will get you to where you need to be. So when you combine that with, you know, trying everything, keeping an open mind, and just filling your time with the stuff that makes you happy, you will find that lady boss calling.
Definitely. I was going to say, even like on days or something where, you know, I have a really hard time with work, or I'm just complaining about everything, and, you know, my boyfriend will ask me, like, oh, is this worth it? And I'm like, yeah, because at the end of the day, like, I still enjoy it. So, you know, even on the worst days, like, I still like my job.
Oh, yeah, it's the same, you know, like, when I sit here and I just look at the mountains of editing I have to do, and I still have to fit that into, like, my still real job, because I still have a real part-time job, then, you know, it's like my days are 12, 14-hour days all the time, but it's I'm loving the process. I'm loving filling my time doing these things. Like, nothing makes me happier than on my day off, on my, like, Sunday, going out and shooting something and then coming home and editing it. And it's like, that to me is fun at this point. Like, that's my hobby. And to be working on turning that into, like, my lady bossness, like, that's awesome.
And that's exactly the way it should be. You know, it shouldn't be like, oh my God, I have to go out and do this again, or like, ugh. It should be like, wait, I can't wait to have this finished, because then I'm one step closer to this.
Exactly. So there you go, ladies. I really hope that this kind of helped you calm down. If you haven't found that lady boss calling yet, it is out there and you will find it. Just keep that open mind and just do a bunch of shit and figure it out, right? Like, you will figure it out. I believe in you. We believe in you. Try a bunch of shit. There you go. Best advice ever.
Yep.
All right. So yeah, keep on going and we will see you next time.
And thanks for listening, ladies.
Totally lost it at the end there, I think.
Why? I totally said my line.
No, you nailed it. I didn't.
Yeah, see? Look who's fucking
up there. It's just me. All right. I'll just end it there.
Okay.